It's a crime, Mr. Collins.
It surely is. After all, what would you do if a gang of professional killers broke up your wedding night? That's exactly what happened. We hadn't been married 10 minutes when... Well, maybe I'd better go back a bit to when I first met Greg. You see, my husband is a private detective. I'm Gail Collins, and I'll be back in a minute to set the stage for our puzzling crime.
It's a crime, Mr. Collins. Now, Mrs. Collins, what did you mean when you said a gang of killers broke up your wedding night?
That's exactly what happened, Mr. Little. It scared the daylights out of me. I don't ever remember...
Now, just a minute. You were going to tell how you first met Greg Collins.
Oh, yes, so I was.
You kind of fell for that guy like the proverbial ton of bricks, didn't you, Gail?
I certainly did. I knew Greg was for me from the first minute he walked into my curio shop back in New Mexico. Greg's tall, lean, slightly on the western side. And I took one look at him and said to myself, this is it.
I love that man.
After we'd met, Greg went to Mexico City on a secret assignment for the U.S. government. I guess you know he's a private detective. And a darn good one, too.
Oh, you're right.
But sometimes he does special jobs for the government. Greg called me from Mexico City and proposed over the phone. So I flew down and we were married. Then we ran to one of those dreamy honeymoon cabanas at the Hotel Dos Reyes. Well, like the man says, we're alone at last, Greg.
Uh-huh. That's right, girl.
Well?
I think I'll take a cold shower.
That didn't bother me. I knew Greg would be out soon, grinning like mad, having drowned himself in that Tweedy shaving lotion he knew I liked so much. So Greg started to take his shower. And to sing. I sprawled on the chaise, feeling languid and Marilyn Monroe-ish. After all, Mother had forgotten to tell me what to do about gangsters who break up a girl's wedding night. But there I was on the chaise when... Yes? Who is it? Oh, 1 second. Yes. What did you want?
Take this.
The paper bag? What for? Who are you? Now, look, Buster, if this is a gag because we just got married...
Oh, have we a visitor?
I don't know who he is, Greg, but I think he's awfully drunk.
Take the bag.
Look, I don't want your paper bag, and besides...
Della Turner. Get to her quickly.
Della Turner?
Wetback's there. Murdering.
Murdering?
And gang, where's it? Singing watch.
Look out, girl.
Well, they certainly run this hotel nicely when an old souse can come into your cabana, play games, and pass out on the floor.
He wasn't drunk, girl. See? In his back.
A knife?
Let me have a closer look at him.
Here, take this bag you gave me. I don't want to touch it.
Put it on the dresser. Uh-huh. He's dead, all right.
Did you hear what he said, Greg? Murdering Della Turner, wetbacks, headering, wear a singing watch.
I heard.
Well, don't just stand there. Do something, darling. Do something clever. You're supposed to be a detective, remember?
I am going to do something.
What?
Going to get dressed.
Did he mean Della Turner, the famous actress?
Sure. She's stopping here in town for Goodwill Day. She's playing over at the Teatro Australis.
Is that where we're going, Greg?
That's it. Now, let's see what's in that paper bag he gave you.
Well, don't just whistle. What's in it? Popcorn?
No.
Pretzels?
No.
What's in it?
$1 million.
Oh, it takes you so long to answer a girl. $1 million?
Just about.
Well, What are we going to do?
Me, you're going to find a clean shirt. You take a look at our friend on the floor meantime. Tell me what you see.
Well, he's kind of bald. Looks about 40, I'd say. Do I have to do this, Greg?
Yes, go on. Don't be so squeamish.
I'm not squeamish. I'm just sensitive, that's all. I'm the sensitive type.
Go on.
He has a funny marker on his nose. You know what happens when you wear glasses with a metal nose piece?
Good. Now you're thinking a little.
A little? Well, I like that.
Hurry up, Gail. Where's that confounded bow tie? It was in this dresser.
He's bruised. Looks like he was in a fight.
Look at my bow tie with the orange polka dots, huh? I'll go ahead taking inventory on our visitor.
All right. I wasn't enjoying myself much anyway. Orange polka dots, huh?
Weighs about 150 pounds. About 5'7". Fingers have calluses on them. Now let's turn him over and get a better look. I'll open his coat. Oh, I beg your pardon.
What's the matter? What are you doing with his coat?
Buttoning it up. Our friend is wearing nothing under his coat but underwear shorts.
Maybe he was playing strip poker.
Fancy overcoat he has. Label says Elite Fashions, New York.
Well, here's your bow tie. Greg, what kind of danger do you think Della Turner's in? Do you think some gangsters might want to, well, to kill her?
I don't know. But we better get to that theater where she's playing and tell her what's happened.
What are you doing with the money?
I'll keep it in my briefcase. Let's get out of here.
But
it's our wedding night, I know. But if we don't reach Della Turner in the next few minutes...
What do we do with him on the floor? It's not very neat to have a corpse lying around and the maid doesn't show up till morning.
Wetbacks.
Yes, Mr. Collins, what is a wetback?
Lots of very poor Mexicans trying to make a buck sneak across the Rio Grande to work on the farms in California and Texas. Lots of crooked characters are willing to help them do it for cash. Especially if the wetbacks will bring a little marijuana or uncut heroin along with them. Wait, listen.
What is it? Someone's outside, Greg. Let's call the police.
We can't. We have to reach Della Turner before somebody knocks her up. She probably knows something about a ring that's smuggling wetbacks across the border. If we call the police, how do we explain this? We're strangers in town. Unidentified body in our room. We lose hours. Might never convince him. By that time, Della Turner might be dead.
Maybe that's the police.
No. I think that's the gentleman who put a knife into our friend there. And I wouldn't like to take a chance on his meeting us either. Come on. There's back window. Up you go. Up. Now, run to the plaza and find a cab. What's the matter now?
The night a girl gets married, her groom always carries her across the threshold. And what does mine do? He throws me out the window. Well, Gail Collins, this is your life. Keep your ears pinned, friends. We'll be back in a minute with more of the story. Greg and I dashed to the plaza to find a taxi. Well, he dashed. He and his college track medals. I puffed along a very unimpressive second. After about 5 minutes of frantic waving, we grabbed a cab. It was an easy 12 miles to town.
Teatro Australis, pronto.
Si, senor. Non hablo en lengua española.
Oh, we'll be entertained. He has the radio on.
Aquí es las noticias de noche.
Spanish.
Un cuerpo de hombre sin identidad se halla en cabaña del Hotel de los Reyes.
Wow.
Cuchuchillo fue puesto en su espalda.
What's he saying, Greg?
It's a news broadcast. Unidentified body found at the Hotel de los Reyes.
Oh, Greg.
In a cabana. A man with a knife in his back.
La policía está buscando el señor y señora Collins.
How do you like that? First time in my life I ever heard my name on the air and I don't know what he's saying about me. Translated, Greg.
Wait.
La señora tiene cabello negro, ojos verdes. Es muy hermosa.
They're describing you, Gail. Black hair, green eyes. Very pretty.
That's on account of the room clerk. from the way he looked at me, any time you want to throw me over, Greg Collins, that room clerk's willing to catch me at the first bounce.
La señora tiene buenas muy guapas. También.
You're saying you have beautiful legs, Gam.
Well, of course they are.
Turn off the radio.
But there is that in poetry about me.
Turn it off.
Oh, but why?
That cab driver would hear it. He can get a pretty good look at us in that rearview mirror.
He's too busy going the wrong way. This isn't the way we went down to town this morning.
You're right. This isn't the road to town, driver. You're going the wrong way.
That is all right. I'm taking a shortcut. You wanted to save time, did you not?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
I just realized. The driver, he spoke to us in fairly good English. And how many cab drivers in Mexico City speak English that way?
It doesn't mean he's a phony, though.
They're stopping the car.
Hey, wait a minute, pal.
Oh, I wish we had a gun.
I have a gun. But I'd have to use it myself. Now, the two of you, get out of the car. Come on. I'll take that briefcase, Mrs. Collins.
Oh, should I let him have it, Greg?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Collins.
You gave him something, Gail. So now I'll give him something, too.
Man, what a right you've got. There'll be no fights in our family.
Yeah, we'll leave him there. Somebody will find him. I'll take back the briefcase. Now we'll borrow that cab of his.
That little interruption may have cost us Della Turner's life.
Yeah. Now hop in. I'll drive.
Do you know the way, Greg?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we don't dare to stop and ask for directions. That police alarm for us must be all over town. I wish I could step on it, but I don't dare attract attention. Cross your fingers, Gail. Here we go.
When we reached the theater, the performance was on. Greg bought two tickets, reserved seats at the box office. Then, instead of going in, he dragged me to the stage door.
Could we please see Miss Turner?
I am sorry. Miss Turner is on stage.
Oh, jeepers.
Now, look, if I give you a note for it, would you see that she gets it?
Si, senor, I can do that.
Ah, good. Here. And this is very confidential. So be sure that Miss Turner gets it, would you? No one else.
Si, senor.
Thanks. Come on, Gail. We'll go out front.
What did you write on the note?
I told her we must see her right away, that she's in great danger and that's very urgent. And I put down our seat numbers. Now, let's go.
Don't go away. In just a minute, we'll bring you the climax of the case. Greg and I took our seats in the theater. Della Turner was just leaving the stage as we sat down.
There she goes now.
Greg! Oh, isn't she exquisite? Isn't that dress a dilly?
This isn't a fashion show, pal. Someone's going to be killed any minute. Keep your eyes on the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an important announcement to make. I am sorry to tell you that Mr. Desmond Monash, our very popular violinist, cannot play for us tonight. Mr. Monash had a most unfortunate accident. However, since this is Goodwill Day, we did want you to meet him, if only for a moment. He will be leaving for the stage tonight, but he has very kindly consented to come out on stage and say hello. Now, here he is, Desmond Monash.
Oh, boy, Greg. He didn't just have an accident. He must have been in a battle royal. Look at him. Face all bandaged, his arm in that sling.
Gail, we have to get out of here.
And now, on with the
this
show!
This place isn't as healthy as I thought it was.
Well, what do you mean? What's wrong?
I just found out who the dead man is lying back in our cabana.
What?
Now, let's leave here.
Oh, wait. There's that doorman. He's pointing at us.
Mr. Collins?
Yeah?
Here is a note, an answer from Miss Turner.
Oh, thank you.
What's it say?
That part of the show must be over. She wants us to meet her right away at the Casino del Toro on Flora Street.
An out-of-the-way place like that?
Come on, you just keep the handle of the briefcase clenched in your hot little fist and be quiet.
But, Greg... wedding.
Quiet.
And a happy wedding night to you, darling. The Casino del Toro was in a very sordid section of Mexico City. As we pulled up in front, it had begun to rain.
Fix the horn. Let me take a second. Run into the doorway of the casino.
Oh,
don't
Greg.
Stand there. I can shift the hood myself.
Hurry, Greg. You'll get soaked.
Okay. There we are. That does it. Now let's meet Miss Turner.
The casino was a rundown, loathsome place. The man we'd seen on the stage, with a bandaged face and broken arm, came up to us.
Miss Turner is waiting for you in that room to your left.
All right.
Mr. and Mrs. Collins.
That's right, Miss Turner.
Close the door, won't you?
We're terribly glad to see you're still alive and well, Miss Turner.
You've been very helpful, Mr. Collins. Sit down, won't you? This is Mr. Monash, our violinist.
How do?
Your note was extremely interesting, Mr. Collins.
Well, let me tell you the whole story, Miss Turner. We were in our cabana earlier this evening.
As Greg told our story, I looked around.
Didn't know who he was.
The room was very dark, just two flickering bulbs. Miss Turner was seated on a small, discolored sofa. The violinist, his face and arms bandaged, leaned casually against the wall, staring at Greg. As Greg finished the story.
Danger. Well, there's the briefcase, Miss Turner, with $1 million in it.
We've been terribly afraid someone would kill you, Miss Turner, before we got to you.
I appreciate that so much.
The last thing the man tried to say before he died was that the head of the ring wears a singing watch.
Is that all he said?
That's all. And now, Miss Turner, when we were in the theater, I realized something.
Really, Mr. Collins? You have a clue?
Miss Turner, that man standing over there with his face covered up by bandages is not Desmond Monish, your violinist. Stay where you are, pal, whatever your name really is. I'll stand by this door.
What do you mean? He's...
A ring of smugglers who sneak Mexicans carrying dope in the United States has been using your theatrical company.
Using my group?
Yeah.
Greg, how could they?
Well, they probably wanted to get a man into the States, this time in a big deal. He's probably a courier for him, so they grabbed the real Desmond Monish, held him somewhere. This man took the violinist's place in your troupe tonight, after inventing a story about having an accident so he could cover his face. Are you leaving for the States tonight?
I plan to,
but... See? In another few hours, this man will be stepping off a plane in the United States.
But the briefcase...
Payoff money. Probably part of one of their deals on helpless human beings. They're a vicious mob. They often kill the wetbacks if they think they're liable to be caught and start talking. They've slaughtered a very great number. This time, with all this dough to get into the States, they wouldn't trust an ordinary wetback. They picked our boy here.
Get away from that door, Collins. Don't be a Boy Scout.
I see, Greg. The real Desmond Monash was held in our hotel. Tried to escape, grabbed the money, got stabbed, staggered into our cabana for help. We were the first door he could find. That explains everything but the singing watch.
Did you say the head of the ring wears a musical watch?
Yes.
You mean like this? On my wrist?
Greg! She's... Look out! Monish has a gun!
Stay where you are, both of you.
I'm sorry you learned so much, Mr. Collins. We didn't plan to kill you and your lovely wife, but now you made it necessary.
I don't get it. Della Turner?
Head of the ring, girl. The distinguished actress. You're dating yourself, darling. You used to be big. Then she was a washout. You get desperate for money, Miss Turner? Decide maybe your once fancy name and your acting troupe was a great cover for a racket?
Mr. Monash.
Yes, Della?
You better dispose of them now. We've very little time. Our plane is waiting.
I wish you two wouldn't leave, Miss Turner.
Oh, I'd love to sit and chat with you, Mr. Collins, but we're rather late. And you and your wife are much too well informed.
I'm an expert, Sean. It won't be very painful for either of you.
Go on, Mr. Monash. We're losing precious time.
I said I wish you wouldn't leave, Miss Turner. Duck, Gale!
He has a gun! Oh, the light!
Colin, shut them out! I can't see!
At the door! Oh, it's a policeman.
I will turn on my torch.
Della, quick, the window.
Greg, she's going out the window. Stop them.
I'll get them. I'll get them.
Greg practically flew out the window, firing at Della Turner and Desmond Monash as he went. He winged Miss Turner in the shoulder and got a friend in the leg. 15 minutes later, we were all down at the police station. They locked up Della Turner and her crowd, and Greg and I thought we'd be hailed as some kind of hero and heroine. Instead, the friendly policeman read a list of charges against us. Greg was furious.
Now look, officer, the basic civil rights...
I am sorry, senor. We appreciate what you have done, but you have also violated our laws. You knew the gentleman on the stage was an imposter, yet you did not report it.
Yes, I told you 10 times. I knew that because the corpse in our cabana had calluses on his fingers, the kind a violinist would have. Besides, the label on his coat showed he was an American. Then when they announced that Desmond Monish, the violinist, had an accident, and another guy walked on the stage all bandaged up, I knew it wasn't Desmond Monish at all. See?
Why didn't you tell the police?
Because it didn't have anything definite yet. I suspected Della Turner, but I had to make a show of hand. And I wanted the police to show up while she was talking.
Greg, you must have rigged the horn of the cab. It didn't go off by itself outside the casino. You made it jam.
Smart girl. When I fixed the horn, I purposely did a bad repair job, knowing it would go off again and attract attention. It did. Along came one of your goo-goo-eyed gendarmes, officer.
Goo-goo-eyed?
Yes, yes, goo-goo-eyed.
That will make another charge against you, senor, insulting the police force.
Greg, maybe you'd better be quiet, huh?
Me? Quiet? I have a right to speak. You can't lock us up. It's a wedding night. You can't keep us in jail tonight.
Can't we?
Hey, cellmate. You across the aisle.
Yes, Gail?
Tell a fellow a secret, huh?
What kind of secret?
Where'd you get the gun to shoot out the lights in the casino?
I took it from the cab driver when I knocked him out.
Oh? Well, tell me one more thing. How about your assignment from the government?
That's what I was going to tell you. I just finished it. That was it. The government asked me to look into the wetback problem down here.
What?
Nice of the violinist to walk in and hand me the case on a platter, huh? Or should I say, hand me the case in a brown paper bag?
That'll do. I don't want to hear any more about the case.
You know, there was a case in Boston...
Quiet! Fine wedding night this is. Me, way over here, alone.
Sorry, Chum, I didn't arrange the separate cells.
Fine thing on my wedding night. Very fine thing. Greg, I've got an idea.
Oh, what is it?
It's based on the old-fashioned saying, money talks. Bribe him, Greg. Get him to put us in the same cell.
It mightn't work.
Why?
Well, because we've been running around all night with $1,000,000. But me, I have exactly $1.49.
$1.49? You mean you left your money at the cabana?
That's it.
Well, we'll have to try it anyway. Yoo-hoo! Oh, officer!
Yes, senorita.
Oh, come here, officer. We want to talk to you.
Moral of the story. Prices are very high these days, but you'd be surprised at what you can accomplish with $1.49. Footnote tomorrow for June brides. If you're planning a honeymoon out of town, the jails in Mexico City are wonderful. Oh, just wonderful. In just a moment, we'll be back with you.
We hope you enjoyed our adventure, The Brown Paper Bag. Be sure to visit us next time for another puzzle in murder. For where there is crime and romance, there you'll find Mr.
and Mrs. Collins.
It's a Crime, Mr. Collins was produced in the studios of Hector Crawford Productions by Dorothy Crawford.